Yael, did you know that 300 million years ago, the Earth was swarming with giant insects? I'm talking about 5-foot-long millipedes and dragonflies as big as hawks.
Yikes! That sounds cool, Don, although I'm glad bugs aren't as gigantic today. But why not? How did insects get so small?
Because there's less oxygen in the atmosphere today than there was in prehistoric times.
Wait, I don't get it. Insects don't have lungs, right? So why would oxygen matter?
Insects may not have lungs, but they still depend on oxygen to live. See, insects have breathing tubes called tracheae running through their bodies. Oxygen enters the tubes through holes in the exoskeleton, and the more oxygen an insect gets, the larger it can become. So in the largest insects today, the tracheal tubes take up more space.
So what's to stop insects from growing to prehistoric proportions?
Good question. The more space the tubes take, the less room there is for the other organs the insects need to live. So tracheae can only get so large, which limits how much oxygen an insect can get.
Which in turn limits its size. Okay, I get that. But I still don't understand why some insects were once able to grow so large.
Because once upon a time, there was around 50% more oxygen in the atmosphere than there is today.
So more available oxygen meant that an insect's tracheae could be relatively small compared to the rest of its body and still channel lots of oxygen.
Right. And all that oxygen resulted in supersized insects.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from Alexander Kaiser at Midwestern University. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.